on the valuation of what he had. So, is that considered an exemption? Was that considered an exemption when that happened?
Yeah. Chuck put it in as an exemption.
Okay.
See, I'm not really sure it's an exemption. It's just a reduction in value based on...
Well, she said they put it in as an exemption, and I think... And we're seeing some of these others that are in here that are exemptions.
And my concern, like I said, is I need to be fair to everybody, and so I need to get everybody on that floodplain moved down by the same amount you do here.
I'm gonna be frank here on the exemptions. You gave me a phone call. And I asked you what the exemptions are, and you said, I'm doing away with all the favors and grudges of the past.
Correct.
How do you quantify that, and do you have any evidence of that?
Yeah, when we go in now on this new layer program, which I gave you guys access to, you'll go in and you'll see condos where somebody had a condo value of $171 a square foot. And this was at the landing, and then one person had $2 a square foot. What could that be?
So who had the grudges? Who was performing these grudges and these favors?
Someone before my time. So, again, we went out actually to his house, to Mr. Roche's house, and we completely measured it. We completely assessed it. I think Angie and Jennifer were out there, and, you know, they took the pictures. We made sure everything was correct because he's come to my office several times and I'm trying to help him. But again, I can't justify the floodplain gift at this moment unless I do it for everybody. And so whatever you decide is fine, but I need to go back then and I need to give the money back the same discount to everybody in that floodplain then.
So coming back to the exemptions, this isn't just about this. It's about, we're a volunteer board. I mean, yeah, we get paid like 10 bucks an hour or whatever it is.
And just to let you know.
That's not what we're here for. Hold on. So that's not what we're here for, right?
Okay.
So this is I believe it's my sixth year in here. Third year, fourth year. But, and that's just us, let alone all the hours of work of BOEs over the course of the past 100 years, whether it's 1999 or 1955, you have work of assessors, whether it was the prior assessor, whether it was the Strahans or the other assessors there prior before that. I can't assume that they made grudges, decisions based off grudges or favors and look at it and go wipe out 100 years of work in the assessment role, create new work for my assessor team to go out and redo these, to create a whole level of work. This right here, that took a lot of work in and of itself just to create and research all this, let alone the 100 and some odd people coming back here to look at that. As far as the exemptions go, you know, I'm going to make a motion that we reinstate all the exemptions that were present of 2020.
But then... See, also in our program, this Ulrich program.
I have a motion on the table.
I need to discuss this, Jeff. Jeff, I don't know that every single exemption falls in that category. I mean, I understand what you're saying, and I agree you can't just do it without having evaluated it. But I don't know that every one of these exemptions, some of them may be so old that they don't apply anymore.
Well, if something changes with the property, they have the right to go back and address that. Nothing, this property is not out of the floodplain.
I guess I'm saying I just don't know. I think that if we see one of these, we can summarily dispatch it and take care of it. But I don't know what all of these old ones are. I mean, Greg, I don't know what your thought is, but I can't. I agree that you can't just wipe out the exemptions if you haven't done an evaluation on that property.
then deal with it on a one-on-one basis. That's touchable. Well, if his property goes without the floodplain, that's up for grabs.
This was evaluated on a one-on-one basis. This one.
No, it was an exemption. It was an exemption.
Okay, but it's an exemption that Chuck put in the system that's not really an exemption.
But there's hundreds and thousands of those from years that have been completely wiped out. Is this correct? Kenny, you're back here. Is this correct? Can you speak to exemptions?
Well, the exemptions most of them were just the values that were, BOE values were set. Everything on the card was moved to exempt, and then we put a value, either res, commercial, ag, for what the BOE had set on a lot of them. So the exemptions were just there, so that value, all the structure, information, and everything was still there, but the value was basically zero on all those items that had an E out here. And then the BOE value was the new value.
So you're saying they were BOE evaluations that had happened in the past.
Well, it could be a BOE evaluation. It could be values from condos changing from residential to commercial, tax exempts. You know, it's just all kinds of stuff. But a lot of them were BOE values that we're, you know, setting up. With this program we have now, we have no way of just putting in a value.
And those values, too, were put in as a reference point. So when the new values from BOE or anything, or somebody went tax exempt,
okay,
then we could always go back later, look at those exemptions, and see what those buildings were in for at that particular time when they went to a tax exempt status, or when BOE came in and placed their value in. So it was a reference more than anything.
So if we reinstate the exemptions, all the exemptions that are in there, if when you go back out on the next reassessment year, you look at it, and if there's an exemption on that, nothing changes on that particular exemption. Like for his, it doesn't mean his can't be, the value of his home can't be raised. It just says, hey, an exemption was set that it's 30% off of whatever the value is based on the fact that it's in a floodplain, this particular case, because it wasn't just my ruling. It was three commissioners who took their time, and he came in and take his time. But that you can, it doesn't mean that you can't reassess that property. It just means that that is an exemption that carries forward unless the exemption changes. I know we've had exemptions where it's been a distressed property. And unless that exemption stands, unless that property has been brought up, you know, changed. And in this case, you know, I mean, everybody knows the zillion floods that we had. It hasn't come out of a floodplain.
So if we look at the land value, though, on there, if Wesley can bring that up, where have we got the neighbors compared to Mr. Rush? That's the question.
That's not the question. We're discussing exemptions on here.
Jeff, when this came up at the 2016 BOE, I had the letter from Shane Grady that said 20 to 25%. And here was what, I just got this yesterday. This was the 2015 prior to that. And rather than give a percent, I just figured the percent and it come out 30. I think if you look on page... when Brandon made that motion, he used a figure of 120,000 rather than a percent. So to be fair to everybody, he didn't put a percent on there, he put a figure on there. So if the taxes were raised, they had a figure to go off of. So everybody was on the same page as far as numbers, I think. At Liberty. I might add, too, I don't have any flood insurance. It's right at $4,000 a year for flood insurance on my property. The one across the street is $14,000. I live in a house that I cannot buy insurance on. As far as fire is very limited on a log house. So Right now, I'm self-insured. I have no, I carry a liability, and that's all I carry on my property. I can't afford all that. And then to throw this tax in on top of it.
Shane Grady is a realtor, right?
He is. His family's been. His father's a realtor. A very fine family, and if you need
Why do you ask that?
I'm just asking because we're basing everything on Shane Grady's opinion that it's going
to
be.
So according 30%. To the BOE rules, they can bring in a letter from a realtor stating a value,
and I don't
and
have
that was evidence in there. Here's the issue is this wouldn't be an issue right now, along with others, if the exemptions had not been touched. And based off of what you have expressed, you did that because you're trying, because there were evidently grudges and favors in the past.
And also, we cannot calculate the system. There's a fail safe in that system. And it's on our front main panel. And it says recalculate. And one of the things when you do when you appraise a house is you have different screens for each building. As you do it, you have to push test calculate and then load it up to the screen. And when they're out in the field and do these appraisals, they come in, they forget to push calculate. And so we've had things like we found a house where the neighbor was paying $1,100 a year for tax. The neighbor was paying $1.54 for 3 years till the guy calls in and says, what's the deal? Then we realize it wasn't calculated. I call the man who runs our software for us. Why can't we push? I'm pushing this button. Why isn't it coming? He says, we had to disconnect it because previous assessors did so many overrides and so many exemptions, and it can't be done until we clean it up. And so that's what we've been doing.
And that is a difficult, I understand that would be a difficult job, and there are, I mean, there's lots of different stuff, and that's part of why we're here, that's why you're out there, that's why the field appraisers are out there doing it. It is a tough job, I have no doubt about that. The issue here is, I don't think, is we have issues here, let's just get rid of all of them. There was work that was done over the course of decades that is wiped out, that creates a whole new challenge for the taxpayers of this county when it comes back up. And, I mean, I got a phone call last night from a lady who presented all of her stuff last year, and she said, I don't understand why I need to come in again this year. Nothing has changed.
And how much did she go up? Because a lot of people are freaking out about
the... No, it went right back. Index. Here's the deal. We took time out last year to do this and look at it, and then all of a sudden, it's back up there because you took away all the exemptions.
Because there's no notes in there to tell us.
But that's not up for you to decide.
Jeff, can I ask a question?
Yes.
So when the assessor assesses these properties and they're in a floodplain, do they assess them differently than ones that aren't in a floodplain?
I'm defending Chuck's values on that. I don't know. I'm looking at land. We've changed some land values to match the neighbors. Okay. And so that's the only thing I can think of for Mr. Roush, because we did go out and we measured his structure. We took all the pictures. We did everything we're supposed to. And so that's what I'm saying. Bring up the screen with the land values around him and see if it's different. But everybody should be lining up.
Yeah. Well, I think at one time, you know, we agreed to give a discount to Mr. Rush.
Yeah.
For being in a floodplain, 25%. And, you know, I kind of think other people should be entitled to that as well if they're in a floodplain. I think there should be a discount. There isn't, you know, you have two choices. I'm in the banking business. You know, you can either, if you cannot pay the insurance or you can get the insurance. If you got a loan on your property, you have to get the insurance or you're not going to get a loan. So there is an added expense there on a property that's considered in a floodplain. But I think, you know, trying to move this along, it seems like what if we said, okay, we're going to continue, we agree with the increase valuation, but we're going to continue with the past exemption at this time until it's reassessed again. And then